Soon after the 2004 tsunami that scoured much of Sri Lanka, Santa Rosa resident Anne-Marie Evans was recruited to go there and help assess the educational requirements of the island nation, particularly for young children who had been traumatized by the disaster. The best way to meet their needs, she says, was to expand the number of trained preschool teachers in the rural communities. They began with a class of 60.
Which doesn't sound like very much until you multiply it by the number of children in their classes and by the effect that one trained teacher has on a whole village, changing lives completely for the parents and for all of the people that have anything to do with the village. A school provides employment. It provides at least a cook, a cleaner, and a couple of aides in the school, as well as a teacher. It's a small business, so it's eligible for microfinance funds.
Also, each of the newly trained teachers committed to sharing what they had learned with five other teachers, spreading the reach of that initial cohort to hundreds of local classrooms. And in many cases, adds Amara Amrasingha, a Sri Lankan teacher and school administrator, this led to the creation of new preschools in remote small villages. This enabled children under five to begin their education while their parents are at work.
The parents have to go out for work. And unless there is a preschool, these children have no way of learning or even protection. Sometimes they are in the house. They just shut the house and then go for work. And because of the school, the children are there till the parents come.
Boys and girls attend these classes together, Evans adds, but they may have more life-changing effects for the girls.
Girls, when they're educated from an early age, tend to stay in school longer. In the past, girls used to drop out of school at around fourth grade so that they could take care of younger siblings. Girls don't have to when there's a school. They can stay in school, the children are well cared for, and their mothers can then go out and get jobs.
The teacher trainings and curriculum were developed as a project of the International Baccalaureate as part of its community service mandate and tailored to the Sri Lankan culture. But there were some new elements added as well.
The teachers in Sri Lanka had never been exposed even to doing simple science experiments. And one of the largest changes that we've seen has been as a result of having some science in the preschools as a daily feature of life.
An even bigger change, says Amrasingha, was a new form of performance measuring.
Earlier, we had the test. We had the test always. But here, the observing is done automatically from morning till evening. The children are observed and their progress is recorded. So that's a new approach.
Amrasingha has joined Evans here in California for a round of fundraising to continue and expand the program. If they are successful, the next class will also include the teachers' supervisors,
who supervise not only them, but a large number of schools in their regions. We estimate that 28,000 schools have eventually been touched by our work so far.
Evans and her Sri Lankan colleague will also report on their work at an international educators' conference in Hawaii later this week. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.